Hey gang, Scott with the Scott Gertner Group, and we have a great podcast for you this time. I recently watched a podcast by the guy I think is the leader in longevity and health span, Dr. Peter Attia. In fact, we'll probably link to that just so you can see it, but it was an incredible study that was, I think, shocking, that talked about accidental deaths. And over the year, the percentage of accidental deaths really doesn't matter how old you are, which is not true in most things. So whether you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old, your chances of dying accidentally are almost exactly the same. The shocking part is the reasons for those accidental deaths. So if you're a younger person, it's overwhelmingly going to be an overdose. Unbelievable. We've got to solve that problem. The second cause would be automobile accidents. But when you're talking about the senior population, it is almost entirely accidental falls. And those are avoidable. You can fix that. You can skip that. So we brought in Dr. T from Health Solutions to talk on this topic because I think this one's really important because you can fix it yourself with just a little bit of effort. Brian, thanks for being here.
Scott, it's a pleasure. Happy New Year, and look forward to a great 2024 with everybody.
Yeah, me too.
I appreciate you having me on, and this is a very vital component that we need to talk about. 80% of the adult population gained significant amounts of weight during COVID. They became significantly less fit. And that is a big issue, as you just stated, on longevity and health span, which is what we're trying to increase. We're not only trying to increase your lifespan, but your health span. That's the number of years that you're healthy, you're driving, you're thriving, and you're out on the golf course or whatever you want to do. So today, I think we should talk a little bit about back to the basics of fitness and cardiovascular health and how that can fit into the current conditions that you're suffering from, if you will, low back pain, hip pain, core strength issues, all of the above.
Yeah, and just as you mentioned basics, and you know this better than I do, but I mean, I think when we say this, people are thinking, yeah, they're talking 6 days a week in the gym for 2 hours and it's going to hurt.
Yeah, not at all, Scott. We're talking about smart exercise versus intense and heavy exercise. If we look at the increase in mortality, if you will, from smoking or diabetes, it increases your mortality about 3 times. If you're not fit, if you don't have some cardiovascular strength, if your lungs aren't working properly, and you don't have good core strength, then that affects everything. If you do, just taking yourself to an average fitness level for your age drops the overall mortality from all causes, that includes cancers, car accidents, falls, any and all of the above, by 5 times, 3 to 5 times, just getting off the couch, getting moving. A lot of us have back pain that doesn't allow us to do that. We can talk today about how to get around that, how to jumpstart your fitness regime, how to increase that health span.
Well, I just want to underline that. You said this is not about being Jack LaLanne. This is about having an average health. Can decrease your mortality by 5 times. Did I say that right?
That's right. That's right. It's huge.
That's huge. And we're not talking huge effort.
No, we're not. We're simply talking about core strength. You know, 68% of mortality after the age of 60 is from accidental falls. If we don't have core strength, if we don't have good leg strength, and we don't have back strength, we trip on something, stub our toe on a sidewalk, whatever it is, and down we go, and that leads to long-term consequences and oftentimes, you know, expedites the death process.
Well, it's happened so much. I hear it like a cliche, like people I don't expect to say it say, oh, she broke her hip. She's going to get pneumonia and die. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like that prevalent that people think that.
It is.
And that is really, I mean, not breaking your hip, but the fall itself is a bit about neglect, of not taking care of.
Exactly. So how do we overcome those issues? How do we get our core strength back if our back hurts? You know, grandma used to say, or mom used to say, you know, if your back hurts, do more sit-ups. Well, if you've had chronic back pain for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the likelihood of you going in and doing 20, 30, 100 crunches is just about zero. So how do we get you to a position where you can do that? You know, core body function, if you will, core fitness, those all those pelvic floor muscles, all your abdominal muscles and your back support muscles are in charge of keeping you upright and stable. As we become less fit, those internal spinal support muscles that are inside of your spine, inside of your rib cage, if you will, those muscles are designed to hold your spine up, to elongate your spine, to prevent compression of discs, to prevent desiccation of discs, to prevent the pinching of nerves and the pain from sciatica and all the different things that come with pinched nerves or a compressed spine. So if we're building those muscles back up, then our spine is elongated and we don't have those issues. We also build the internal muscles such that now when I twist or when I attempt to fall, I can catch myself, I can step out, and I'm not going to hurt myself. But the core muscles are very, very important, as is visceral fat. Visceral fat is the fat that kills us. It's the fat inside our rib cage. It's not the soft, fluffy stuff on the outside that everybody's concerned about. It's on the inside. And if you think about it, our intestinal tract goes right through our, curves through our body up against our spine. And if we have visceral fat building up, what happens is that fat starts to compress our gut against our spine. It starts to compress our other internal organs, our liver, our kidneys, our lungs, causing them to be under-oxygenated, if you will, a lack of proper blood flow, including those muscles that are supporting our spine. If we're not getting good oxygen and blood flow to those muscles and exercising them, then we're going to degrade into, you know, the recliner that we can't get out of because we have so much pain. Oftentimes, this leads to neuropathy as we pinch nerves. So a lot of our chronic aging conditions are really linked to core strength.
Okay, but you've now lost the core strength. It's been a number of years. Maybe you've just been watching TV, maybe COVID. You've got this visceral fat. There's not much you can do about that, is there?
Well, traditionally, no, there's not. Unless you stay fit all along the way, those muscles, those deep internal spinal support muscles, are very hard to exercise. Once you have them fit, they're easier to maintain. But to rebuild those muscles, especially with pain present, it's almost impossible without some of the advancements in new technology that we have. What we have developed in conjunction with some world leaders in physical therapy and cardiac rehab is a system where we electronically stimulate your core muscles. So you would lay down, for instance, and we would put these paddles on your abdomen, and in 30 minutes, you would do 20,000 supramax contractions. Now, the neat thing about this technology is you're not only exercising your abdominal wall muscles, if you will, but this technology has the ability to get after those deep spinal support muscles. And the CT scans and the MRIs have shown us where we're able to get blood flow and oxygen to those muscles and rebuild those muscles. And through doing that, we're elongating the spine and actually seeing some of the discs compression issues go away, some of the desiccation or dried disc issues go away, because now there's good blood flow and there's oxygen into those muscle groups. The other thing we use, part of the new technology and the advancements that have been made in the last number of years, is we use RF frequency to go in and actually destroy the visceral fat. So it does take care of some of the subcutaneous fat, the fat that's on the surface of your rib cage under your skin, but most importantly for us, we're getting rid of that visceral fat. As we do that, your abdominal cavity shrinks, and no longer are we compressing your gut, no longer are we compressing your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, and those deep spine support muscles. So overall function increases dramatically. We also strengthen the glutes using the same technology. We strengthen the oblique muscles, our side muscles, with the same technology. And then we use a little different modality to go after the pelvic floor and to really recondition the pelvic floor. So we're holding all our organs intact. They're well supported. And by doing that, we're seeing a lot of really great side benefits come out of that.
So the good, if I'm hearing you right, there's a second chance if you've kind of let it go.
Absolutely.
Or maybe if you're a golfer and now you've created some kind of a back injury, there's some hope that technology can give you a boost.
Absolutely, and I'm working closely with a retired neurologist and spine specialist from Barrow's Pain Institute. We've been developing these protocols to support this. His success rate is close to 100% at eliminating back pain. Ours mirrors what his data shows. He's substantiating everything with CT scans and whatnot. But we're seeing issues like bladder incontinence issues. A lot of women suffer from bladder incontinence. It's a dirty little secret that there are more adult diapers sold in the United States than there are baby diapers. And it's just a tragedy that we haven't taken the time to address the core issues. Again, it gets back to core strength. If your pelvic floor and all the muscles around your pelvic floor, the bladder control muscles, if those are strong and healthy, then with some additional non-invasive technologies, we can retrain those muscles, re-strengthen them, and give you that youthful function again, so you don't have to worry about being close to a bathroom or wearing adult diapers. It's all about strengthening the core. We get back to the original point of this podcast, is how do we increase longevity? How do we increase health span? How do we make you feel better, longer, and function better in the future than you do today? It gets back to cardiovascular strength, it gets back to moving oxygen, and it gets back to this building that core strength. But through advanced technologies, you don't have to come in and do 1,000 crunches. You don't have to come in and spend 3-4 days a week in the gym doing all these things. You can come in simply and work with us and the advanced technology and help your body recondition and jumpstart a fitness program. So once you're through with the 1 month or the 3 month program, then you can go on and do crunches without pain. You can go on and do what you want to do. You can carry your golf bag again around the golf course without having to wince every time you pick it up. You can do those things that you want to do. It's just about building our strength back and letting the body do what it does naturally.
That's what I was starting to hear in my head, is that if somebody wants, okay, well, I'm just going to get back into it. I'm going to do the crunches, those kinds of things. You could hurt yourself. There's too many supporting structures that may not have the strength to do that. So this is an opportunity really to give yourself a complete chance to heal yourself.
Absolutely is, Scott, because if you have, let's say, degenerative disc issues, or you've had back surgeries, or you've got compressed nerves, going in and trying to strengthen those muscles without strengthening the whole myriad, if you will, of the muscles all the way around, you can cause damage, you can cause pain, you can make things significantly worse. So the idea here is we've got to strengthen the core muscles equally all the way around, from the back to the front, from the top, from your diaphragm all the way down to your pelvic floor. If we do that, then you're a solid core, and you're risk of mortality from all incidences drops like a rock. You don't have to be super fit. You just need to maintain core function. And then we add in the component of exercise with oxygen. Exercising with oxygen helps our cardiovascular system to perform better. It helps our lungs to function better. It helps our body to detoxify and move the things out of those deep fat stores that have been stored forever that are toxic and causing us pain and headaches and fatigue and brain fog, all of the above. Oxygen's simple. We survive with it. we die without it. So by increasing our oxygen level throughout our body as we're exercising, we're amplifying the muscle building process, we're amplifying the fat destroying process, and we're really helping the body to detoxify and heal body wide.
Wow, that's a lot. But what I'm basically hearing is, if you could take 2 or 3 months, you could make a dramatic difference in your health span and set yourself up to continue it.
Yeah. Studies show a 5 times decrease in mortality from all, I know I'm repeating myself, but no, from all incidences. That includes disease, accidents, and everything. That means when you're in a car accident, heaven forbid you are, but when you're in a car accident, you have the core strength, you have the pelvic strength, you have the cardiovascular ability to withstand that impact with less injury and recover much faster from any of those things. That's the idea, is we're all going to have accidents. If we prepare ahead of time and we have the strength ahead of time, then those accidents become minor and they become something that's much easier to recover from.
Kind of prehab.
Rehab.
Yes. So prehabilitation, you know, that, you know, we have rehab. Most, we all know people that have just had an injury and they have to, then they get rehabilitated. You can be proactive. You can do it the other way and do prehab, do this.
It's very common for us to see a decrease in physical therapy after surgeries from individuals that have been working with us to prehab, to get strong, to get those support muscles ready, to get their cardiovascular function up, to get their respiratory function up, so they're firing on all cylinders and optimized prior to the surgery. Then they come out much quicker and they rehab much quicker. The strength comes back. But we've got to remember, if we're talking about back to the basics here, we have to have the reparative factors on board. If we're going to rebuild a cartilage in your knees, for instance, if we're going to help those discs to become hydrated and rebuild, if we're going to strengthen those spinal support muscles and all those core muscles that we're talking about, we need to have protein on board. If we don't have the building blocks for muscle, we're not going to build muscle. So our diet is very important in this. It's an integral part. We've got to have good quality proteins. We've got to have good quality collagen on board. Our knees, our joints, our discs are all made out of collagen. We made collagen the enemy 50 years ago. We stopped eating chicken skins and bone broth and gristle. We need that for our joints. We need protein to build those muscles.
So this, we got into a little bit of the weeds here, but so I think you're saying there's practical solutions. Diet, you can make a difference with diet. Working out 3 times a week, 30 minutes, will be really, really life-saving. And for those that can't, or you haven't been done it for so long, there's solutions for you.
There are solutions. And, you know, one of the things that we do at Health Solutions is we customize our programs for each individual who comes in.
Brilliant.
So you're not plugged into a system and then you go through like a traditional gym. We're not a traditional gym. We're a health creation facility. That's what we focus on. We have side benefits. We're looking at benefiting your entire body through the exercise regimes, through the training regimes, and we do it in a smart, time-condensed fashion. So it's not about the hard exercise. It's about the smart exercise.
And this is a significant investment, too. When you see the equipment they have there, you're getting a cheat. You're getting a leg up by technology that they paid for. You don't have to. So, yeah, that's it. If you want an integrated approach to getting yourself back on track to increase that lifespan and health span, we have this right here on Lone Mountain and Scottsdale Road. Health Solutions right there to give you that leg up. And if you don't believe us, go in and talk to them first, right?
Absolutely. Everybody that comes in gets a complimentary consultation and a tour of the facility and gets to test drive the piece of equipment or pieces of equipment that would benefit them the most. We also have a naturopathic medical doctor who is on staff to help us with more medical issues. Oftentimes our pain and our weight loss issues and whatnot are tied into hormones or thyroid or metabolic processes where we're stuck. So we have on staff a phenomenal naturopathic medical doctor who helps build all of that stuff right back up or reset what we need to reset. We also have an orthopedic surgeon who is world class, who does really fantastic regenerative techniques, encouraging the body to heal itself and to regrow things. And it, as a last resort, surgery is an option, but we avoid that at all costs. We believe you can rebuild yourself. It just takes some time, and it takes some really focused effort with specialized equipment to make it so.
And knowledge.
And knowledge.
What to do. And that's it. So this started out a conversation. It was not an ad for Health Solutions, but honestly, I don't know where else you can do all this stuff in one place.
Well, there isn't any place in the state of Arizona. There are very few locations throughout the U.S., and most of them take either the medical model or the fitness model. We've incorporated the medical model, the natural healing with a naturopath, the regenerative techniques with an orthopedic surgeon, combined with the ultra-modern fitness technology and prehab and rehab technology, so that there's an entire team working with each individual. And we work very closely with your personal healthcare team and physicians as well.
Well, that's awesome. So just to wrap it up, this we had one of our favorite clients call us and say, why do you talk to these Health Solution guys so much? And I said, well, I think they make a difference. You know, this is not a paid advertisement. We do the things that we think will make a difference in your life, to add value to your life. That's the purpose of this podcast. Brian's not paying me. It's none of that. But I just thought I found a topic I thought that would make a difference in your life. I went to the guy I know best to answer the question. I think he just handed us the answer, up to and including incontinence. You know, my mom, she died, and up until then, I didn't know. I found all the diapers in there. I never knew. Mm-hmm. It must have sucked hiding that.
And it's very expensive.
Is it?
It's very expensive, yeah. I mean, $300 a month or more, you know, is not uncommon.
That's a lot of money for a senior,
it's a lot of money, and not only that, but the discomfort and the lack of confidence in being able to go on a big hike.
Yeah.
You know, go out to dinner with friends, to just live your life, go out on the golf course, play tennis, you know, jump on a trampoline with your grandkids or your kids. And it's not just elderly women. It's a lot. We see a lot of young mothers that have the same issue. And, you know, if you can prevent that for the next 50 years, 80 years, whatever it is, you know, that's very impactful. And that's why we do what we do, is we're here to, you know, change the worldview of how health is addressed and how health is created and maintained, and show each and every one of our clients and you listeners out there that you can take control of your health, you can take control of your wellness, and you can avoid the pitfalls that we've all been told are just part of getting old. That's not the case.
Yeah, that's it. I think there's this resignation. Well, I'm just old. I'm just stuck with this. This is the way it is. And that's not necessarily true at all. Don't give up. You know, reach out, at least try.
Yeah. Take control of your life back. You have the ability to reverse the aging process. How fast and how far is really up to you and your body and how you treat it and what you do with it. But we don't need to coast into our elder years with pains and not being able to do what we want to do.
That's
we
awesome.
Should drive the car fast to 100 plus years old, and then we run out of gas.
I love it. Well, Brian, thank you very, very much. And I hope that makes a difference for some of you. Somebody sitting out there that's saying, this is just the way it is. I just have to live with it. Give yourself a chance. You spent your whole life saving money so that you could retire and have a life. If you're just sitting around because you're in pain, that's not a life. See if Brian can fix it. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, everyone, for listening in today. And we're here as a resource for the community. Our role is to empower and educate the community so that they can take charge of their health and feel better.
I promise you, that's what's in his heart. Thanks for listening, guys. Hey, gang, I hope you enjoyed that. And honestly, it did turn into a little bit of a commercial, but we believe in these people. They're really something else. And if we can help, if two people out there If one person out there goes and sees Brian and gets healthy, saves, extends their lifespan, it's worth it for us. So, Brian, what did you say about it's easier to prehab?
It's much easier to prevent injuries than it is to recover from injuries. So by prehabbing, getting your body ready to go in the event that something happens, you're going to recover faster, you're going to make it through it faster, you're going to be better all the way around. And the only downside to being prehabilitated or fit ahead of time is you got a ton more energy and you can go out and do whatever you want.
Amen. So thanks for listening. If you're in pain and you're convinced I'm not the person, they can't help us, bullshit. Go see Brian. Give him a chance.